We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning. Before we start looking ahead to the game on Thursday night, just give me a review of how your preseason camp has gone, the health status of the team, and just the mindset of the team going into the opener.
Well, Rob, I think we've had a really good camp. We had a lot of guys here all summer long. A lot of guys were in summer session one. Coach Stewart, our strength and conditioning coach, and Tom Evans, his first assistant, they did an extraordinary job, I thought, with the team. A lot of the numbers and matrices we study in the weight room were all very high this summer, you know, really kind of best ever kind of numbers. So we feel really good about that. You know, I feel all in all, it's a talented team. We're a younger team at a number of different positions. So I think there are some unknowns, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think our team is very excited, very anxious to get started, and have a lot of guys that will be getting their first career starts out here on Thursday night. So, you know, can't get here quickly enough. But we'll kind of continue to embrace the process here in our preparation as we start school tomorrow and then get ready here for Thursday night's home opener.
I want to start by looking a little bit on the offensive side of the ball, and one of the guys who is back and is not, you know, enters year two is your quarterback, Pat Kehoe. Last year, a bit of an unknown. This year, you know, how have you seen him grow from year one to year two?
Well, he's made really steady progress, you know, really ever since I had the opportunity to meet him at first winter and spring when we got here. And I think numerous times this summer, I felt like he was the most poised player on the field on both sides of the ball, and handled a lot of different situations very well. You know, he was one of the guys that was voted captain at the end of spring ball. I think he's really done an outstanding job of taking ownership of that role. And then the learning of the offense and just embracing his position. I do feel like our quarterback position is, this is the best it's been since I've been here. In terms of Pat Kehoe and Nolan Henderson and Anthony Paoletti, Cade Pribula, true freshmen, a really talented young player. So I feel like, you know, we got it lined up the way you need to have it lined up. We just got to keep working and improving. But Pat certainly is poised to have a really good season.
And one of the things when we spoke at media day that you're excited about is the depth that you have at the running back spot. Obviously, DeJuan Lee is back, but have some other guys that you think could share some carries. Talk about that position.
Yeah, well, Lee's looked really, really, really good all summer long, and you know, he's a very talented running back. Do all the jobs. You know, he can pass protect at his size. He can catch the ball. He's a return specialist. Andre Robinson, you know, really had a great summer. He's certainly going to be a weapon for us. And Will Knight is another back that transferred in, in-state kid that spent a year down at Old Dominion. And he's got a really, really bright future. Quincy Watson, a true freshman. Al Hansen. You know, we got some options back there, and really excited about that. Last year, we really didn't have the home run threat back there. You know, Kenai had a real solid season, but Kenai was more of a, you know, physical, move the sticks kind of a guy. When we got into the open field, we really didn't have that threat of going the distance. And I think we got some guys now that can, you know, make some really big plays. They've shown that ability here this summer.
One more on the offense before we switch is a lot of guys at the receiver spot that are no longer with you. So some new faces out there. Who are some of the players that have emerged at the wide receiver position?
Yeah, and this is a position where there's a lot of turnover. We lost three or four of our top receivers from a year ago, and they were all pretty much, people that were in this conference knew the names of those guys. It was a really good group of guys, a real experienced senior group. I think moving forward here, Gene Coleman, Thyrick Pitts, have had really good camps, really complete camps. Chichi Amachi has had a really good camp, has shown some real explosive ability. Darian, transfer, has got a lot of value, hard working, big-bodied kid that can do a lot of different things. Haverstrom, Townsend, a true freshman, have really done well in terms of flashing some skill and ability, and all those names are underclassmen. None of them are seniors, I should say. So that whole group will grow and improve as the season goes on.
We're here with Delaware head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Switch to the defensive side of the ball, where you certainly lost a lot of talent and experience in the back seven, but the defensive line, quite a bit of experience coming back. How much are you counting on those guys, at least early in the year, to lead your unit?
Yeah, very, very much so, and very well said. I think that the defensive line, that group is experienced, talented, and relatively deep. I mean, we got some good names and some good depth. Cam Kitchen, Brandon Hall, Caleb Ashworth. Sal Morrow's had a great camp. Frank Burton's done really well. Dominic Cavado's doing really well. Some younger kids, Walsh, Hemingway, Morris. So we got some guys in there that are battle-tested and who have played a lot of football. And we have enough depth, I think, to be able to be a little more versatile than we've been in the past and create a little more variety and a few more substitution patterns. So they're going to have to show well early and then sustain here as we get into the season.
Got a media question, too, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Cal Kissing with Florida Sports.
Coach, with Dejon Lee, when you have a running back like that who's so versatile, where he can play in special teams and can do a little of everything on offense, is there any sort of, I guess, where you don't want to maybe put too much on his plate in terms of giving him responsibility?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I don't he's at a point in his career, where I think he merits, having these responsibilities and burdens, and he wants them. He's the kind of guy that, in theory, would do any job you gave him. And he volunteers for jobs that, like you're saying, we probably don't want him to do. So he'll line up in the slot. He'll line up in the backfield. He'll be a return specialist, and he'll run the ball downhill between the tackles, and he'll run the ball to the edge, and he's catching the ball well out of the backfield. So I think right now, because of his versatility, we want to be able to see how many different ways we can utilize him and just, create conflict for the defense. I really think that's a big, big part of what we want to be able to do this year holistically on offense, is create a little more conflict for the defense, a little more run-pass conflict, a little more inside-outside, run-pass reads, things along those lines to create opportunities for bigger plays. And Dejon Lee is a guy that certainly can make big plays for us.
Thank you.
Danny, before I let you go, obviously you open the season against an in-state rival in Delaware State. As you've started to study them, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for your team?
Well, they're very well coached. They're disciplined. This is a disciplined program, and it's evident on tape. They got better every week last year. They got off to a really bad start, but they won three of their last four. Huge offensive line. Good size and versatility at the skill positions. Defensively, they got, I'll count seven seniors back and starting. from a group that got better as the year went on. So I certainly expect a really good game here from Dell State. I know the last time they were up here, it was my first game as the head coach here at Delaware, and I was really impressed with how the team looked. You know, I thought it was a really good-looking football team, and we're really excited about this opportunity and kicking off our season with a renovated stadium, and hopefully we get off to a fast start.
All right, Danny, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Good luck on Thursday night, and we'll talk again next week.
I appreciate you, Rob. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.